This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live on a Thursday morning from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as we are getting ready for a hurricane coming our way, and we'll get into all of that as we move along here because we've got the new 5 a.m. advisory, and we also have a little bit of a change in the center of the core of uncertainty, and it puts it closer to Tampa, Florida now than it did Orlando earlier. So I'll get into all that in a little bit. We'll see what happens, but that's the center of the cone of uncertainty, which covers the whole state of Florida. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, and they are all going to be really busy come this weekend, and our thoughts and prayers go with everybody going out into harm's way. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have from the Ron Edwards Experience, otherwise known as Ron Edwards, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I had to throw a little humor in there because I had to do the bad stuff about the hurricane, and we just got the 5 a.m. forecast, and the cone of uncertainty, the center of it, has pointed a little bit more towards Tampa than what it did earlier, so people really need to pay attention to this. Now, let's say the pledge and get going. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Now, Mr. Ron, I got to start out with the storm stuff here and let all the people know that we do have a new advisory as of 5 a.m., and folks, you need to be paying attention to this storm for one simple reason. The projected path has changed a little bit. The center of the core of uncertainty brings it closer to Tampa than it does Orlando right now. That's changed from what it was. And all I can say is that if you haven't got your supplies, you need to go get them. You need to get them today. Don't wait. Fill your car with gasoline, your truck, whatever it is you're driving. And remember that this storm is still, even though it's a long ways away in terms of distance, it's not that far. That if you forget to do a few things here, you may wind up paying for it when the storm gets there, because you're not going to go anywhere for a little while. It'll be raining so hard and with the wind and all that. Now, it's going to come ashore, folks, as a Category 3, looks like. Right now, it's still an 85-mile-an-hour storm. The hurricane hunters are going back out into it as we speak, and it looks like as if we're going to have a Cat 3 when it hits Florida. Somewhere between Fort Pierce and Melbourne is the best guess right now, because they have changed the track a little bit. And a west-northwestern motion is forecast to begin Friday night and continue into the weekend. And on this track,
Dorian should move over the Atlantic well east of the southeastern and central Bahamas, so there won't be anything to affect it, and all it's going to do is strengthen and gather more strength, and the longer it stays out there before it comes in, the more water it's going to dump. So please, please start getting prepared for this. We're looking at 4 to 8 inches for rain along the coastal sections of Florida, and possibly as much as 12 in some areas, depending on how long the storm stays ashore. Well, Mr. Ron, I got to go with our lead story, of course, being the hurricane. I got to go with, after that, the United Kingdom and Boris Johnson suspending Parliament for, I believe, 5 weeks. Because Brexit now is the vote is finally going to be guaranteed one way or the other.
That's a good thing, and it was great that he was able to get permission from the Queen. That's how he was able to do this.
Right.
And prayerfully that, you know, won't give the opponents of Brexit a lot of time so that they can whip up a lot of support or something that they want to do to overturn this.
That's right.
Effort to escape the European Union. I mean, the European Union situation is—it's a bad deal, and for people that want to remain in it, either they're loco or just on the side of that kind of.
There's a lot of this, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of fake news again going out there in Britain. Oh, the pound is going to go into the trash can, and this, that, and the other. Well, yep, it went down a penny yesterday.
Yeah. See, the thing is, what they don't understand or don't want is that once they get out of Brexit, Great Britain will sign a trade deal with the United States, which would automatically be beneficial to both countries.
Oh, sure.
And offset the any economic upheaval from extracting from the European Union. And besides that, you know, this thing, it really has wiped away their sovereignty in many ways. And when they first started this thing, they promised they wouldn't be doing that. It would be sort of like the United States of America. Everyone would remain autonomous and all of that. But ever since, they've been encroaching more and more on the rights of the people of these various nations.
Well, I'm not surprised because, again, we had so much uncertainty before and nobody could. And by the way, they weren't listening to the will of the people either, the parliament. But that's a story for a different day. All right, folks. Yeah. Well, we are going to talk more with Ron Edwards and we'll have the Edwards Report coming up here in just a few minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She's in more trouble right now, more trouble. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. After 60 years of systematic indoctrination, many Americans are failing in life, not because of a lack of opportunities, but rather a negative attitude. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, perhaps the inspirational words of Minister Chuck Swindoll will encourage a more virtuous approach to life's many setbacks. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than the facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than success, than what other people think, say, or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play a very important string we all have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out my brand new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll get right to him in a minute. This portion coming up, this segment brought to you by our friends of Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is a website. And you can go check out what I'm driving, the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8. SL4x2 crew cab pickup. She's a beauty, and they got plenty of them in stock right now. And let me tell you something, okay? If you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. That can literally save you thousands of dollars 24/7, 365 for all active duty, military, veterans, first responders, active, retired, plus our 911 operators, too. You get preferred pricing on all those new Nissan vehicles. Now, don't forget, there are lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotation for life, and a whole bunch more. So check them out online by going to mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the Moss Wholesale to the Public Store in Homosassa Springs, Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale Mabry and Carrollwood here in Tampa, and coming soon, another Moss Nissan coming soon. Now, they are the home of You Serve, You Save, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will save you an extra $500 off your deal, whatever it is. When you get in there, you tell them you're going to buy a vehicle, and you go to sit down, say, the captain sent me, so they can figure in that $500, and you get that savings. So there you go. All right, back to Ron Evers, host of the Evers Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
We have a caller on the line with a question. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir.
What's your question?
Anyway, I just quickly wanted to mention, I saw where the spaghetti models for the Hurricane show quite a few different divergencies on Fox.
Always.
Fox website.
Always. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I said maybe that's some hope that we won't get it. But anyway, that's.
Well, no, that's. Trust me, that's not going to happen. Those other models you're looking at, they show all the models. But the two preferred models, the ones that are most accurate, it's coming to Florida.
Which ones are those, by the way?
The U.S. and, what is it, the German model there, the U.S. version, and then it's the green ones and the yellow ones when you look at the ones on the screen.
Okay, the green and the yellow, okay. Anyway, Mr. Edwards, wanted to know, do you think that we can get back to teaching our kids some of our history and things like that, that we can drive some of this socialism out of the mix and maybe even put on some commercials when Trump runs his presidential campaign that he could emphasize this type of thing? And anyway, that's my question. Bye.
All right. Well, Ron, you first.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we absolutely can teach our children. I mean, we as parents have to take responsibility. We did that with our own son. When he'd come home, I'd debrief him from school and teach him the truth, especially about the United States. Got books. I had him write chapters. And we would talk about it. So, and he, to this day, is not a socialist pig like his many contemporaries. So we have to take more responsibility ourselves. And I think that's very, very important. What was the second part of the question, Captain?
When we were talking about the hurricane, I lost my train of thought when he said that. So he asked me about the models. But it was pretty much the education thing. But I want to add to the education thing there. That for about the last 40 years, we've just been going a little bit further to the left, a little bit further to the left, a little bit further to the left. And this is something that we've sat there and watched. And in my opinion, if you're not homeschooling your child these days, then maybe you might not want to put them in a public school unless you really have to. But you got to watch the curriculum because the books have changed. Some of the information was in there that I learned when I was a child have changed. I mean, good Lord. I mean, they're actually trying to rewrite history.
They are rewriting history already. And I thought that problem was being dealt with in Texas a few years ago. They'd said that they had to put in real history and things of that nature and unbiased material, but I guess they're not enforcing it for some reason. But you're right, Captain. We do need more homeschooling, and parents anyway. If you cannot homeschool, you can debrief your children, you know, after dinner or whatever. You can teach your children the truth. You don't have to just leave it up to the government school system only.
Speaking of debriefing, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, after being charged in a divorce charge of being the other woman, has denied the alleged affair with the Democratic political consultant that she's been wrapped up with. And just to add insult to injury, an official FEC complaint alleges that she broke the law to fund some of her little trysts she was had going on to the tune of about $200,000.
Man, I mean, these
Democrats find the most expensive places to do their dirt, you know, to have fun.
Well, she was taking care of her boyfriend.
Yeah, absolutely. She was having fun doing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they say.
Allegedly. And he came out yesterday and said that he was in love with her. So he admitted that. Didn't admit to the fact that he was having an affair with her, but it's pretty obvious. They've been going places together, traveling around.
And you could see them. There were pictures of them acting a little romantic.
And by the way, the wife apparently had pictures of maybe some of their inside excursions, and that we haven't seen yet, but that's very damning.
Yeah, very interesting. Of course, there's nothing for her to do but to deny. That's what her religion teaches her to do, to lie, and that's what she's doing, lying like a rug.
Mm-hmm. Now, fake news. Yesterday, MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell put out a story that he never should have reported about the Russian collusion with President Donald Trump. It was a story that was not true, wasn't even remotely accurate. And all he could do was retract the story and apologize. But in the meantime, I do believe he's going to get sued for that because of another party that was involved and caught up in that story.
Yeah, I forget which. I think it was Eric Trump that announced that they were going to be taking legal action against this knucklehead, and that he said that he made an error in judgment in reporting about the supposed Russian ties to President Donald Trump's finances without verifying the story. This is how it shows you how desperate that these leftists are in the media to get President Trump, that they would risk. He had to know that he was risking his career and they keep him trouble legally by doing such a thing, but they're so desperate, they're so filled with hatred that they're willing to jump out there like this thing. It's beyond me. It's beyond the pale. And this guy needs to be legally nailed to the wall. I hope they sue him for everything he has.
Well, we'll
and
see.
Maybe the network for allowing that story.
Yeah, and of course I was going to go there. That's the other thing. You know, MSNBC is known for lack of credibility. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
All right, let's drift over here. I think we got another question. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please? All right, well, whoever that was, I guess they didn't want to talk.
That was a silent majority.
Could be, because I believe the call was from Pennsylvania. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, now, I want to talk about Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving, and once again, and I just want you to listen to this and then tell me what you notice that's wrong here. You ready?
Go ahead.
You know, we're in a position now where, if you think about it, he just came back from the G8. I'm going to say something that will not take as much time, but it's going to sound too self-serving. If I have any expertise, it's American foreign policy. It's what I've done my whole career. It's what I've devoted my academic and my political existence to as a general.
All right, well, here comes the music, but he said G8.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, it's G7. Okay, we will talk to you on Saturday. You're going to be a new contributor Saturday in the second hour of the program. So I got to run.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you very much, and I'll be right back, folks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian crossed through the northern Caribbean, sparing the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. The power authority in Puerto Rico reports they didn't lose power during the storm. The storm is moving toward the southeastern U.S. Forecasters anticipate it will turn and hit Florida in the next few days. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says high winds could cause widespread damage.
It's headed northwest right now, which is not toward the Florida Peninsula, but we anticipate that it's going to turn to the west-northwest, which would then have it heading toward the Florida Peninsula.
Florida's governor has already declared a state of emergency. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the sixth Democrat to leave the 2020 presidential race. She made her announcement with a video on Twitter. She says she'll soon announce an endorsement of another Democratic candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We are the largest franchise in all of the 185 locations in the USA, the three in Canada, and the two in France right here in our backyard of Tampa Bay. 28 points of ports, two more coming. And by the way, the rumor is they're going to Gainesville. Okay, freedomboatclub.com, Freedom Boat Club, and 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. The website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. All right, joining us right now, we have got Brooke Emery, and this little segment of the program we call Brooks Says.
Good morning.
It's that, too. Now, I was talking a couple minutes ago about this Lawrence O'Donnell thing, and I want to throw into the mix the Peter O'Rourke story that was a false story that was put out by Politico, and it was picked up and carried by most of the papers here in Florida about how the Trump campaign was sending Peter O'Rourke into Florida to eventually work his way into possibly the chairmanship of the Republican Party of Florida to work closer with the Trump people and DeSantis and this, that, and the other, replacing Joe Gruters. Now, none of that was true. You are aware of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and Colonel Jim and I talked about that yesterday because we wanted to get it out there that this was a fake news story, that somebody went, oh, look at this, another way to stick it to Joe Gruters and the Republicans in Florida, which they did, but it backfired because we called them at their own game.
Well, yes, and it's also, of course, it's a way to sow division potentially within the, you know, within the Trump campaign against Joe.
Yep.
So that's really what it's about. It's not really even to stick it to Joe. I mean, obviously by proxy, but it's really to stick it to Trump and to potentially sow division there.
And in doing so, MSNBC, not to be outdone, and Lawrence O'Donnell, who's more uncredible than he is incredible, came out and reported a story that was absolutely blatantly false. It had no foundation to it at all, but he ran with it and said, oh, I got breaking news of Trump collusion. And well, come to find out, he was wrong, very wrong. And he was found out about, and the story was debunked. And even MSNBC had to bite the bullet on this one, because not only did they have to retract the story, but O'Donnell had to apologize. But that's not going to stop Eric Trump and company from suing him.
Good. Good.
About time.
Well, and did Lawrence, did O'Donnell apologize on air?
Yep.
Or just, oh,
nope.
He did? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. I had heard that they were going to do something about that. So that's good. But, you know, it's whack-a-mole. I mean, it's whack-a-mole. It's one thing over here, one thing over there. They're not going to stop in any respect before the election. It's just going to be like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they know, you know, we're a litigious society, and who runs, you know, who are predominantly lawyers? It's the left, just mm-hmm. like with everything else, the media, entertainment, academia, it's all the left, left, left. So they know they're just going to, you know, they're going to just get people embroiled in lawsuits. That's how they make them submit,
mm-hmm.
you know? So none of it is surprising to me. It's really disgusting. And, you know, the only prayer is that people wake up and see that they not only, you know, they have no best, that they don't have the best interest of any American citizen other than maybe their own voters for a temporary basis.
So in the meantime, little old Brooke turns around and writes another little column here, and you did what?
Yes, well, I wrote about King Barack and his fourth mansion, the one who is so, you know, Mr. Income Inequality. Mr. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have to pay their fair share,
mm-hmm.
and we're all going to have to sacrifice, and how big a house do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he needs four very big houses,
mm-hmm.
because not only has the big hypocrite, the king of hypocrites, bought his fourth mansion, a $15 million, 29-acre mansion,
mm-hmm.
fourth. Did I mention it was his fourth?
You did.
Okay. Yes. but all the left, all day long, talks about climate change, climate change, climate change. Either he is completely full of it, which I will say, or he's very stupid because he doesn't realize that buying a beachfront mansion on an island is not really very smart.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't believe it. That's the thing. None of them believe it. Al Gore doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it. They just know that the whole climate change scam is not only a way for their left-wing comrades, yes, I said comrades,
mm-hmm.
in academia to get money from the government to perpetuate the hoax and stay employed, very wealthily, gainfully employed, but it's also a big fat power grab. So the whole thing's ridiculous. He's a hypocrite, you know. I mean, as I wrote in my article, I can only pray that people are actually going to call it out. But I did.
Well, good for you.
It's just
good
ridiculous.
Good for you.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is ridiculous. You know, Al Gore was getting an award. Al Gore was getting an Academy Award for that movie, which was actually, I'd rather pluck my own fingernails off one by one than listen to his voice for more than 5 seconds. I don't know how anybody did it.
Mm-hmm.
While his own house, one of his multi-houses,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
Was using like 10, 20 times the national average of energy.
Correct.
You know, so you have to sacrifice, you stupid rubes, mm-hmm. you plebes, mm-hmm. right, you serfs. But we're mm-hmm. going to go, we're going to eat the most expensive things, we're going to travel in the most expensive ways, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Well, wait till you hear this one. You know all about Facebook, right?
About what?
Well, Facebook.
About the social score?
No, this is something a little different. Facebook updated its political advertising rules in the U.S. yesterday in an effort to reduce online election disinformation before the 2020 campaign wraps up.
Mm.
Now, the company said it's strengthening in the ways that it verifies the legitimacy of groups and agents posting political ads on the platform, including a confirmed organization. an official label for advertisers that show government-issued credentials. Furthermore, all ads must be accompanied by the group's contact information, regardless of the label they seek. So, to satisfy the conditions, businesses must submit information, including their tax identification numbers or registration data from the Federal Election Commission. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising. Where are the Republicans?
Nowhere. I haven't heard.
I know the Democrats. I know who they are and what they are. Where the hell are the Republicans? Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of these companies, which are really bigger than any government organization at this point.
That's right.
Right? They're MNCs. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Where are the Republicans? They need to be classified as publishers so that people can sue them, right? So
yep.
that Harmeet Dillon can have a big fat stack of lawsuits on her desk and they can go after them, because guarantee you, the issue is not necessarily suing the companies, right? Whether it's Google, whether it's Twitter, Facebook. It's to sue for discovery. Because that's where you're going to find out the meat and the potatoes. You're going to find out that Soros is involved. You're going to find out that King Barack is involved,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All of these, if you look at the board of directors of all of these companies, they all have at least one person from the Obama administration on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's also with Netflix, right? So they got a $65 million.
Mm-hmm.
This public service stuff really pays, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable. You know, I mean, I know that Comrade Cortez seeks to make probably $50 million herself after she gets out of public service. And by the way, she was on vacation. In her latest idiotic rant on Instagram, she mentioned she was on vacation. And I'm thinking, you've been employed by the federal government for like 7 months,
mm-hmm.
and you've been on vacation. So the whole thing's a big racket.
Yeah.
But... you know, this is again what I said about whack-a-mole. They know that they can just wrap you up in litigation forever, and
mm-hmm.
people will submit. You know, because nobody even has the time or the money to spend
now,
on this.
Give us your website where we can find you.
I always want to say love to the troops and the law enforcement. We love you. AmericaOutLoud.com under Brooke Says, and I changed the little picture.
Oh, good.
But don't look for the Gadsden flag anymore. I look for the back of my head.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We need to see your smiley face, though.
Well, it's the back of my smiley face, but you can see that I'm smiling. And actually, to tell you the truth, that picture was taken with my friend Linda Pugsley, who was in, I think she was Army, she was in Vietnam. She's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in a chaplain. She's amazing. Linda Pugsley, you should check her stuff out. She's an incredible patriot, incredible Vietnam veteran. So.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Brooke Says, everybody. Brooke Emery. Brooke Says, follow her on Facebook and go over to AmericaOutLoud.com and read her articles over there. Now, final segment coming back. We're going to take a good long look at this hurricane and what it means to Florida and where it's going, because right now the path has changed a little bit. The center of the cone is more towards Tampa than what it was when I started the show 4 hours ago. All right, be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now, we're looking pretty good until Friday, and then all bets are off. But right now today, Wednesday, we'll have a few showers around and some thunderstorms, too. The winds will turn around out of the northwest at about 10 to 15 miles an hour with a few higher gusts during the storms. Our seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a moderate chop. We'll have a Gulf water temperature of 88 degrees, bay water temperature of 87. Now, I'm emphasizing that water temperatures for a reason. I'll get back to that in a second. Our low tide, 2:44 a.m. Our high tide coming at 6:06 a.m. Now, with the water temperature over here in the Gulf at 88 and 87 degrees, which is pretty warm, it adds fuel to the fire if something like a, oh gosh, storm shows up over here, a hurricane shows up over here. Well, you know, it is what it is, and there's some key messages in the 5 a.m. Report on Hurricane Dorian that we need to let you know about. First of all, the risk of dangerous storm surge and hurricane-force winds later this week, starting sometime Saturday morning to Saturday night over in the east coast of Florida, will increase not only on the Florida east coast, but also the central and northwestern Bahamas. And although it's too soon to determine where these hazards will occur and where the storm will go, I can tell you that by the looks of the graph and the chart from the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center, it's pointed a little bit more towards Tampa today than what it was last night when I came on the air. Now, residents all across the Bahamas and the Florida East Coast should make sure that you have your hurricane plan in place right now, and elsewhere in Florida, you need to make sure that you have all preparations as you can make for this, because the storm is going to come across Florida. Whether or not it comes all the way into the Gulf or makes a right turn and goes up through Florida or whatever, we just don't know, and we won't know for another day or so. Now, with that being said, heavy rains are expected to occur over portions of the Bahamas, Florida, and elsewhere in the southeastern United States later this week and into early next week. Now, the rain is going to be substantial. There's areas that are going to get a foot of rain, maybe more, depending on where you're at. I will tell you that there could be not only some flash flooding, but in anything that's a higher elevation, there could be mudslides. There could also be more of these sinkholes that we've seen here in Florida. But right now, the Hurricane Dorian, as of 5 a.m., was at 20.5 west, 66.6 west, about 150 miles north-northwest of San Juan, Puerto Rico, and about 425 miles east-southeast of the southeastern Bahamas. The maximum sustained winds were at 85 miles an hour with higher gusts. The present movement was northwest at about 13 miles per hour. Excuse me. The minimum central pressure continues to fall. It's down to 991 millibars. That storm will intensify, no doubt in my mind, and we've been hearing it could be a Category 3 by tomorrow. Now, the center of Hurricane Dorian is what we seem to be concentrating on. But it's the cone of uncertainty that you need to take a close look at. Because that cone of uncertainty encompasses all of Florida and goes up, believe it or not, through Georgia, the coast of Georgia, all the way up to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That's the cone of uncertainty. So, the center is just merely a reference point, because it could be further south, it could be further north, depending on whatever the situation might be and what's forcing it in the direction that it's going. Now, hurricane-force winds, this is a small, compact storm at the present time, extend outward to 15 miles from the center on both sides of the storm. In addition, tropical-force winds extend outward up to 90 miles, which is 10 miles more than what I started, so the storm is getting a little bit bigger. And the rainfall that we'll be getting later this week will be a large determination as to what happens with the sinkholes I've spoken about, and the other things that are apt to take place here with the flooding, small streams, lower areas, those of you that live close to the bay, close to rivers, where it traditionally floods, this will do the same thing. But you need to prepare now for this storm. You can't say, well, I got to wait till Saturday and see what it's going to do. No, You need to prepare now for this storm and get ready for it, because there's too many indicators that show the storm coming to Florida. And I don't know about you, but try as you want. You can run, but you can't hide, if you know what I mean. And if you're not really going to leave Florida, and oh, by the way, right now, southern Florida from Lake Okeechobee south, we'll be looking at constant areas of rain as the bands of rain, the outer bands of rain, start to get a little bit closer as they're pushing outward. Now, this is not the storm itself, per se. It's still too far away. But the storm is big enough, the rain is wide enough and far enough out that some of those bands of rain this morning will be affecting southern Florida. So, if you got to go to Miami, get down there, get your job done, go do whatever you got to do. You truckers that are out there listening to me right now, get your load delivered. Don't dilly-dally around. If you can't get something right away, I would not want to be sitting around down there waiting around. Just put the truck in the breeze and head north back up towards Atlanta. Be a good place to stop and see what happens next. Besides that, the freight's better up there, isn't it, guys? So there you go. But that's what I would do. Now, there are all kinds of ways to pay attention to what's going to be going on. Now, I can tell you that these radio stations that you're hearing me on right now, once the storm gets close to Florida and we start talking about everything we're having, and by the way, that radio in the background that you're listening to right now is my amateur radio. I'm an amateur radio operator, Kilo India 4, Victor Oscar Bravo, and that's the Emergency Operations Center, which will probably be activated tomorrow or Saturday, that I'm listening to in the background running a radio check. And I have direct communication with them, so I know exactly what's going on. That's the type of coverage you'll get here on these stations. My good friend and news director and highly experienced and well-decorated individual, Roger P. Shulman, will be part of that team. Bill Bunkley will be part of that team, and we will bring you the best coverage that we possibly can bring you with up-to-the-minute information, accurate information, and you'll hear from some of the people that are making the news as this storm gets closer, because we will go into what's called a storm mode, and we will start broadcasting for everyone to hear. And that's what we do. That's the public service that radio provides. In the meantime, I can't emphasize enough, you need to get ready for this storm. It's coming. And there's no doubting it. There's no dispelling it. It's coming. And please take heed to any warnings that you get. If you're living in an area where they tell you to leave, then leave. It's that simple. By the way, to my friends down there at Dominic's in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, I'm sure business will be bristling because when a few windows get knocked out and whatnot, you'll be right back with blind shades and shutters for them. Because they've got the best. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can wave at the red, white, and blue truck. That'd be Kevin driving that. And remember that all military and first responders get a nice discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll definitely put you in top shelf down there. And I'll be seeing you guys down there in Sarasota soon. More about that in the not-too-distant future. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Get ready for Dorian. I mean, that's all you can do. Get ready. And don't dilly-dally about it. Do it today if you can. If you got to wait till Friday because you get paid, well, then you got to wait till Friday. I'll be back tonight. Don't go anywhere. Great programming coming up on all these stations. God bless America. Be safe, everybody.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.